All right, that was Vanity from Highly Suspect. You're listening to Can I Change This Later. My name is Furious George. You're DJ for the morning. That was my first show. Thanks for listening, if you're still here. If not, well, you can't hear me anyway. I'll be here every Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m. If you feel like tuning back in and punishing yourself further, then great. We'll see you around.
Good morning, Medford. This is Kieran Taylor and Andy Vashenko. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next, while we get things set up, I'm going to throw on a nice little Ram Jam song for everyone. So, hope you all enjoy.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
That was Spiderwebs by No Doubt, preceded right by Black Smoke Rising by Greta Van Fleet, a modern-day Robert Plant. What was that?
I said España.
España?
España.
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 What do you mean by that?
Because you dropped a little lisp in there.
España. Well, as we haven't introduced ourselves yet, well, I did. My name is Kieran Taylor.
I'm Doc V.
AKA Andy Vashenko. And this radio show is called The Melodica Men. Called so because, Andy?
Well, over the summer I stopped in this music shop in Portland and they had this obnoxious musical instrument that is a piano with a mouthpiece attached to the end that sounds like a harmonica but really is like in practice a keyboard for $50. So I bought one and it was a raging hit amongst only one person in our house, Kieran Taylor. So he got one himself and now we jam out and we're the Melodica Men.
When Andy says it was a raging hit amongst one member, he leaves out that it was a raging failure amongst the others. Good lord, they hate these things, but, you know. That was nothing, but it was so much fun. Try it sometime. Anyway, up next, we have a little song by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. So, I'll
enjoy.
Put that on right now. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. I am going to turn it over to my good friend Andy now, who's going to solo on the melodica for you lovely people. Does that conclude your solo?
I think that's my solo.
That's your solo?
Brevity, you know?
And what do you call this masterpiece?
What do I call this masterpiece?
What do you call this masterpiece?
For release 2.0. You know, more or less the same, but better.
Better?
Better.
Pretty bold claim there. Anyway.
Do we have Aqualung coming up? Is that next in the queue?
No, we have Locomotive Breath.
Locomotive Breath? Alright, Locomotive Breath, even better key solo.
Up next, from Jethro Tull.
Slow down. You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Thank you, NRDC and the Food Council. Andy, what do you think about saving the food?
I think it's, it's good to not be wasteful. So save all the food.
That being said, up next, we got a nice little Guns N' Roses song for you.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Andy's favorite, right?
One of them. One of them for sure. Appetite for Destruction is one of my favorite albums of all time, no doubt.
Well, you're going to love this. I thought I had something to say after that, but I didn't, so never mind.
Get out of bed around 9. Shape?
Yes.
What shape would you be?
We'll be right back.
That was a nice little song called My Friend John by the Fratellis. Now, I think Andy has some pretty strong opinions he'd like to share about olives.
Well, personally, I'm indifferent to olives. I think they're kind of good. I wouldn't actively seek them out. Like, my mom loves them. But we have a housemate. Last night, we were sitting around, and another person was having a martini, and Ethan launched into this spiel about olives, you know? He really hates olives and sees them as just epitomizing uselessness, I think, something along those lines.
Yeah, he was challenging us to think of a single use for an olive, and he was refuting every single one of them.
Olive oil apparently was not a valid use for an olive.
I thought we had him there, but he said with, like, just like that, synthetic olive oil, it's so easy, come on, guys. So...
But this kid was drinking a glass of hot water. It's a bit of an odd one.
Yeah, I don't think we can really trust too much he's saying about the uses of olives, because he also spent an equal amount of time, which was actually, I think, about 10 minutes, just an inordinate amount of time, trying to convince us that just plain hot water was a great drink. He's like, come on, you guys, it's really soothing. It tastes, like, different. He's like, Ethan, it's water. He's like, it's like tea, but without the tea. So we're like, not tea. He's like, yeah, but like tea. But without the tea. So it's good.
So I don't know. He was actually drinking hot water. I thought he was joking, but nope.
No, he just had a glass and he boiled some water and put the water in the glass and just drank it. So I don't know if this is a man whose opinions of olives should really be valued.
Totally invalidated. Anything he ever says ever.
Not at all.
So what's next, Karen?
I don't know. You ever heard of a band called Franz Ferdinand?
You know, sounds familiar.
Does? Okay.
They wrote Wonderwall or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
You are very mistaken. Anyway, here is a lovely little song by Franz Ferdinand. That was Lucid Dreams by Franz Ferdinand. Up next is a song that my friend Andy has something to say about.
So we got a Jim Croce. Croce, is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's Croce.
Croce song coming up next. And Jim Croce died in a plane crash. And this song was, he had recorded it beforehand and it came out 3 days after he died. So keep that in mind when you're listening to it. Jim Croce coming up.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name, I've got a name. Like the singing bird and the croaking toad, I've got a name, I've got a name. And I carry it with me like my daddy did, but I'm living the dream that he kept here. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by. Like a north wind whistling down the sky, I've got a song, I've got a song. Will and the babies cry, I've got a song, I've got a song. And I carry it with me and I sing it loud. If it gets me nowhere, I go there proud. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.
Girl, you kept me waiting, never contemplating.
Andy, tell me something positive in your life right now.
Something positive in my life?
Yeah, just something nice.
I'm in a Russian class with a difficult professor, and for the first time ever, she wrote that I did a good job on a paper the other day. That felt good.
Andy, congrats. I'm so happy for you.
She's a mean old witch. Hope you're not listening.
Andy.
That'd be awkward. That would make for not a great class today.
What if she was listening?
That'd be bad.
Do you have anything to say to her if she was listening?
I'd take it back if you are listening. If you're not, I don't.
After that pretty unambiguous statement, let's turn it on to a song by Whitney. That was No Matter Where We Go by Whitney off of their stellar album, Light Upon the Lake. Highly recommend that. Andy, I think you got something to say?
Hopefully I don't mess this up. This is WMFO Medford, 91.5 WMFO Medford, our obligatory station ID. I have not once gotten that right. Not once.
Tufts Freeform Radio. Wait.
Always. Blah.
Why can't right now be the first time you get it right?
All
right. Let's give it another shot. Take two.
91.5 Wait, WMFO Medford.
Wait, hang on. We're... Oh, wait, we were on. Sorry. I thought we were off.
We're not currently on, I don't think.
What?
Because you turn... Oh, no. Never mind.
No, we're on.
We're good.
Sorry, everyone. This is our first time.
Learning curve. We're getting there.
Take two.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
He got it, everyone. Nailed it. Okay.